Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're about to enter the season of Lent in a few days. And one of the most important passages to meditate on as we enter this season is where it all started and why we have this season in the first place. As we read in today's first reading from the book of Genesis. So the Lord God expelled him from the Garden of Eden to till the soil from which he had been taken. Now you have probably heard in a lot of preaching today to speak a lot about evangelization, about proclaiming the good news to people in such a way as to make Christianity attractive and welcoming to people. And that's true, for the gospel is indeed good news. But the fact there is good news presumes that there is some not so good news that we're currently encountering, and because of that, the good news finds its real power. And that bad news is the reality of sin and the need for repentance. It's one of those subjects that is not often spoken about in preaching and religious education, and even if we do, as the Catechism says, we are tempted to explain it as a merely developmental flaw, a psychological weakness, or making a mistake. Yet it is a reality that surfaces almost daily in our lives and in society as a whole. You can just turn on the news today to see we don't always choose the good even if we want to. Because our true good is found in our profound relationship to God, that we are made to be in union with him, and sin is ultimately the rejection of God and of that relationship. And we have followed that inclination ever since. One commentator said that Christian preaching today sounded to him like the recording of a symphony that was missing the initial bars of music, so that the whole symphony was incomplete and its development incomprehensible. It's important as we prepare for Lent to meditate on the mystery of sin, that although there is the fall, humanity was not abandoned by God. Lent will ultimately be a meditation on what God will do to redeem us through Jesus Christ. In that way, God brings about a greater good, where we can rejoice and proclaim what we say at the Easter Vigil in the famous words of the Exultet, O happy fault, which gained for us so great a Redeemer. Let us pray. Keep your family safe, O Lord, with unfailing care, that relying solely on the hope of heavenly grace, they may be defended always by your protection. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, I want to thank you for following and supporting this podcast, and this is just a quick message to share that I will be conducting an online Lenten group through Zoom, together with the Evangelization Office of the Archdiocese of Sydney, which will take place on Wednesday evenings during the season of Lent. If you'd like to know more and sign up, there will be a link in the notes of this episode. Thank you once again for all your support, and please keep praying for me and each other, and do please share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless.